Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
Hi, and I'm Patty.
And we are rocking the RV life out of Las Vegas right now.
Yes, we are.
But we're getting ready to kind of pack up and move out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Going to move down to Bullhead City, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Going to do a couple of side trips to one city called Oatman, Arizona. And what is Oatman famous for?
Oh, donkeys.
That's right. Wild burros.
Yep.
Because it used to be a gold mining town, and when the gold dried up, I guess they just left the donkeys. They literally run the town.
Yeah.
So we're going to go check that out.
Yeah.
You know.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Some of the more exciting things to do when you're an RV person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a good time. It's been interesting being here in Las Vegas because we've been able to do a lot of things that we didn't get to do last time because we were really busy. Patty was building the website. I was doing taxes. Make a long story short, we just recently took an amazing hike in Red Rocks National Park.
Red Rock Canyon.
Yeah.
National Conservation Area.
Just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really cool. We did the Calico Tanks Trail.
Yes.
And that kind of takes you up to a lookout that overlooks all of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And it is just spectacular.
Yeah, you climb up all these boulders and sandstone. And
heck of a workout.
Ooh, yeah. It was fun, though.
Yeah, it was. And there were a couple of places it was kind of narrow. You had to kind of shimmy along.
Yeah. And then the thing is, you got to come back down the same way.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a loop.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And we're going to go to Valley of Fire.
Yes.
On Monday.
We'll do that on Monday.
That's supposed to be absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. Anyway, it's been interesting being in this park here because they kind of let anybody in.
Yeah.
You know, with any kind of an RV. And I understand why some parks limit what kind of RVs can come in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some can be in bad shape. Some can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been kind of getting cold here in Las Vegas at night. It dips into the 30s, and we went by one really old RV. It was a front gas engine model from way back when. And it was actually idling. They had the motor running, and I know why. Because they were using the heater. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty loud.
It was. It was really loud.
Now, don't get me wrong on this. We see the full spectrum of campers and RVers. We see people who don't have very much. I mean, that's all they can afford.
Oh, yeah.
And I fully understand that.
Oh, yeah.
And we help a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, we see the millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the RV parks have different rules. Some will allow anything to come in. And others will say, well, it can't be more than 10 years old. But we all know a lot of people who have RVs that they have refurbished. Maybe they're from the 90s. I've seen some in the 80s. Some of those old Prevosts that have been totally remodeled and redone.
And they look good.
They're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're expensive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people who have done their own work and have done great jobs as well. We were in one RV park in Palm Springs, and there was a schoolie that came in, and it was leaking diesel fuel.
Yep, it came in the driveway and stopped.
Yeah, and everybody was like, what's that smell?
Yeah, we knew what the smell was.
They let him in.
Yeah.
And they actually had to go down the street and cover up the diesel fuel that had leaked with, what, sand or something you put in the cat box?
Mm-hmm.
But they let him in.
Right.
So, you know, the rules kind of go from one park to another. You just never know what you're going to run into.
Yes.
But let's talk money a little bit.
Now, we are budget conscious. We're staying in an RV park that's part of our membership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are here in Las Vegas, there are some high-end RV parks. But I tell you what, the cost of some of these parks is just way out there.
Oh, it is.
It's just too much.
They start at $100 a night.
I wish we could afford $100 a night. Some are even $150.
Mm-hmm.
There's one here in Las Vegas. It's a motor coach resort. And it's about $150, $165 a night. Could you imagine for 7 nights? That's over $1,000.
Wow. That's over $4,000 for a month.
Wow.
But we went and checked one out yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was a KOA.
But it was literally just a parking lot.
Pull-throughs were $109 a night.
Right. There were two parts to that part.
Mm-hmm.
One part was actually pretty nice.
Right.
But the part that they wanted us to go in, not so.
No. And the thing is, you would think, oh, well, then it must be really close to the Strip if it's over $100 a night. No, it's not. It's on the other side of town.
Yeah, it's 20, 25 minutes away.
Yeah.
So... Oh, I just remembered one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
That site that they wanted to give us was a pull-in site.
Yeah.
You literally would pull into the space and your windshield, that big, huge windshield of ours, would be facing the rear of another RV.
Yeah, who would be backed in right up against you.
Right. So it was a no.
Yeah, no, thank you.
There's good and bad.
Yeah, but speaking of bad, that reminds me of a time that we were in a campground.
Mm-hmm.
And this was very upsetting.
Uh-oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, this campground was kind of empty. You know, there wasn't too many people around. But somebody happened to have a spot right next to us.
Right.
He brought in a trailer, an old trailer.
Yeah, he said it had been sitting in a field for years.
Yeah, and so he dropped it off, and he would come every day and remodel it.
Right.
And he'd come and
we're hearing saws and, you know, hammering.
But I have another thing to say. This was right after we bought this brand new RV.
Right.
So this one day, you know, he's working on this thing, and you could tell he's really sawing the floors or something.
Yeah, they brought in plywood, and they were redoing the flooring.
Yeah. So that night, it got really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, when I got up to get my coffee, and I opened my drawer to get my coffee cup, there was mouse poop in the drawer.
Patty flipped.
Oh, my gosh.
So obviously, the mice abandoned that rig next to us and came over to ours.
Somehow, they found a little opening to get in here.
Oh, sure.
Could you imagine? He came in here and he must have thought, hey, it's pretty nice in here. It's quiet and I smell food. Let me see what I could find in these cupboards. That little stinker. Anyway, so yeah. Here we were, right next to an RV remodel teardown in a campground.
I know, you were really mad.
I mean, I know that's where he came from.
And it didn't, you know.
And people might say, hey, maybe he was in there when you brought him.
No,
no,
it wasn't.
And it wasn't, absolutely, he was not.
No, not at all.
I think it was one. It could have been more than one. It could have been a couple.
Well, anyway.
So then I thought, oh no, my pantry. Hopefully he didn't get in my pantry. And I opened my pantry, and sure enough, there's mouse poop in my pantry.
Well,
I had so much to clean out of my brand new RV.
It wasn't a big deal to me until I saw that little good-for-nothing had gotten into my chocolate-covered potato chips.
Yeah, I had a plastic bag. I had a baggie.
Then it was death penalty.
Chocolate-covered potato chips in that drawer.
Oh.
And that's what he was going after. And sure enough, he bit a hole into the bag and got into the potato chips.
Furious. Absolutely furious. So anyway.
Oh, my God.
The best thing you can do, you go to Tractor Supply, and you can get yourself some botanical rodent repellent. And what it is, little baggies of stuff that smells that rodents don't like.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not a bad idea to put one in the engine compartment. It's not a bad idea to, you know, put them in the lower bays, wherever you may have had a mouse or whatever. And guess what? We never saw another mouse again.
Right. I think it left that day or that night and it never came back.
It works fantastic.
Thank goodness, because I had to clean all that stuff out.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
But you know what's really interesting? We read a lot of stuff, especially on social media, about some of the parks.
Yeah.
And people, and it doesn't have to be in Florida or any other place where the bugs are, a lot of people get cockroaches. And
ooh, they do?
Now you
wait,
you,
cockroaches in their RV?
They get cockroaches in the RV.
Oh, that would be awful.
Well, sure.
Where are they coming from?
Who knows, you know? But maybe they pick them up at the stores. I don't know.
Wow.
But some people have problems with cockroaches.
Wow.
And that would be, I think, a terrible problem to have.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
in
my
some
gosh.
Areas, you have to be careful of snakes.
Yeah.
There's other areas where they have rodents that you have to be careful with your car. You have to leave your hood up at night because mm-hmm. they'll go in there and they chew on the wires. And,
yeah.
You know, so you got to be aware of all this stuff.
Remember our first RV? We had a 30-foot Fleetwood Flare.
The Fleetwood Flare.
We called him Harvey.
Right.
Harvey the RV.
Uh-huh.
We had, remember what we had in that?
Yeah,
the
well.
Stink bugs.
Yeah, we
is
had
that
some
what they're
stink,
called? Stink
yeah.
bugs?
Stink bugs.
Yeah.
Had a few of those.
A few. We had more than a few.
We also
it's
had.
Like, where'd that come from?
We found some seeds in there.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't find any mouse poop or anything, but
no.
we found some seeds.
Yeah.
So we really were not sure exactly what was in there. Was it a chipmunk? Who knows what? I don't know. But we used some of that botanical stuff on that and
yeah.
never had a problem
that's
again.
That's right.
So
yep.
that's good.
Yeah, but these stink bugs, it's like, I think we had, that was a used RV, and I think we had an infestation in that before that or something.
Infestation?
Infestation, because no. all of a sudden we'd be driving along, and it's like, oh my God, there's another one. Where'd that come from?
Well, it wasn't that many, so.
Yes, there was.
You know, Patty starts screaming, I swerve, you know, what?
So. But once in a while, we'll get a spider in here, but that's pretty common, I think. But, you know, we've been fortunate. We've been out in the Southwest, there's not a whole lot of bugs.
No.
I don't know what it's like going to Florida
mm-hmm.
where it's always wet and damp and buggy. And I wonder if you get them in the RV.
That brings up a good subject.
What?
And that is, we really would like to go to Florida.
Yeah.
Now, we have some plans to come down the East Coast, but uh-huh. the hurricane season.
Yeah, you got to pick it at the right time of year.
Right. We want to head down to Florida. We want to actually get all the way down to Key West.
Yes.
And we got a lot of friends in Florida.
So many people.
Everybody knows somebody in Florida.
Yeah, and so many people that we talk to in the RVing here have been to Key West and they love it. It's
right.
like, oh my gosh, we got to go. We're just trying to figure out when the best time is.
When the best time is and how to get reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Florida, they fill up fast.
They do. But I would have to say the best time to go is in the off season. But I don't want to go in the summer.
No, of course
you
not.
You know, I think that would be too hot. Mm. Although the Keys wouldn't be too bad. Well, maybe. I don't know. But you'd have to go in like maybe the spring or the fall. Now, we're going to be leaving here. We have a wedding April 1st in Tucson, so mm-hmm. we're kind of waiting for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two directions we can go, because we have to get back to Ohio by mid-June.
Right. So when we leave Tucson on April 1st or right thereabouts,
mm-hmm.
we're going to head up to Phoenix and go to the Superstition Mountains.
Right. I mean, if we don't do that route, we can just go through Texas mm-hmm. and along the coast the whole
right,
way.
Go all the way down.
That would be really fun. We can just do the coast the whole way, go down to Key West.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That's a concept.
Our main plan right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm already working on this
to
route.
To go north, go through Sedona,
mm-hmm.
go to the Grand Canyon again, because we want to see that again.
Yeah.
Go to Utah, mm-hmm. and we definitely want to go to Moab, and we got to go to Arches National Park, and
yeah.
there's a couple other ones there that are really good as well.
Canyonlands National Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll take us up to Kalispell, Montana. I've been wanting to go to Kalispell.
But we also want to go through Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah, we'd go through Jackson Hole, Wyoming. But, you know, that's iffy because it could be like April, May. It could be snowy up there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to be caught in the snow or stuck in the snow.
Oh, so, you big baby.
I know, but, you know, do we take our chance?
Well, we got to keep our eye on the weather.
Well, what good does it do if you're already halfway up? Then what do you do? Because it's not like we can cut through Colorado.
You look at the long-term weather forecast.
Well, that's what I've been doing.
They're pretty good. They really are.
You know.
So we want to head up to Glacier National Park.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be fantastic.
And I think it'd be great to go in May. Then,
yeah, before
because it
the
wouldn't
crowds.
Be so crowded.
Right,
yeah.
before everybody gets
yeah.
there. And
if it's not snowy.
Yeah, so we'll keep our eye on the weather for that.
Yeah.
And if the weather does hold, if everything works out good, we're going to shoot across top of the country.
Yeah.
Over to Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
Yep, in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Head down towards Wisconsin.
No, before that, we're going to go to Badlands.
Oh, Badlands, that's
yeah,
right.
We would do Badlands uh-huh. National Park again.
Yeah, I'd go back to Custer State Park as well.
Yeah, we'll do that.
See if we could stay there for a few days. That was fantastic.
Oh, you want to stay down in Custer State Park?
I would do that, yeah. You know, they have a lot of wild animals there, the buffalo and elk and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We can take a drive there.
I think, I'd like to camp there.
Well, okay.
It's more fun to do that.
Okay.
Sit outside, have a fire.
Oh, I know. That would be wonderful.
Be excellent.
That's I'll see. I'll have to check it out and see if that works. But
then we'll head over to Wisconsin, see my sister.
Yeah.
And then...
hopefully she's available. We haven't...
She'll be around.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Then we will stop in Ohio.
Yeah.
I have a show I'm going to be doing at the Music Box Supper Club. Mm-hmm. With my old newsman, Ed Flash Ference.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on stage June 15th telling stories about what went on behind the scenes in radio.
Now, if you're just tuning in and you haven't listened to us yet or you don't know anything about us yet, Jeff was on the radio for many, many years in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
He had a morning show,
mm-hmm.
and it was very successful. He was number one.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And so rock and roll, classic rock.
Uh-huh. So we're going to tell stories about what really went on behind the scenes.
Yeah, back and in those days.
You know, it's really interesting.
Yeah, what?
You know, people thought we were the craziest people. You know, we did this morning show. It was real funny and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'd go to events and concerts and things like that. And we quickly learned our audience was crazier than us. People are nuts. I mean, some of the stuff we saw people do. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, I could tell some amazing stories.
You got to write a book.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
But I definitely should tell some stories on here sometime, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was some amazing. I'll tell you one, okay? Real quick.
Okay.
Want to hear one?
Yeah.
Remember the Pink Floyd concert? I think it was 1977. Mm-hmm. It was at Cleveland Stadium. It was called the World Series of Rock.
Right, okay.
So Pink Floyd comes in. They're setting up the stage and getting ready to come on stage. And what they did is they flew their jet. It was a 707. They flew it right over the stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Just as they came on stage. It blew everybody away.
Wait,
I mean,
so
it was incredible.
They flew the jet over just as the band came on stage?
Yep, they timed it perfectly.
So how low was it? Was it pretty low?
It was below the level that the FAA wanted it to be.
Oh.
And they got in trouble for
it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So the show starts and it's a fantastic show and it goes into the night and, you know, the sun goes down. But what the folks at the stadium did is they left the lights on in the stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
So, lo and behold, we start seeing these people shimmying across the steel girders to each light and unscrewing them.
Way up in the ceiling?
Yep, way up.
Mm-hmm.
They somehow got up there and did that. And when the last light went off, everybody was screaming and yelling and cheering.
Oh,
it was really amazing.
Gosh.
So now the stadium is dark. All the lights are on the stage and Pink Floyd's playing. It was really an amazing thing.
Wow.
So here's the real interesting part. Just a couple of years ago, right before I retired, a guy comes up to me at an event that I was hosting. And he says to me, do you remember that Pink Floyd show when the people went up and they unscrewed the light bulbs? And I said, yeah, that was amazing. He said, you know who did that? And I said, no, who? I want to know. They were firemen.
Oh.
They were firemen. And I said, another reason to always support your local fire department.
That's right.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, that's a cool story.
Yeah, so we're going to tell stories like that.
Yeah, you got another story?
Oh, I've got so many stories, but... we'll save them for some other time.
Yeah, we'll do that. Let's do a podcast where we'll just do some of your stories. Mm-hmm. That would be a lot of fun.
There's also something else we want to do. Yeah. And maybe within the next week or so, what we want to do is we want to do a live Facebook show.
Oh.
We'll be on Facebook Live, and I think it would really be cool to record it for a podcast.
I can't believe you're saying that, because I don't even know if we're going to do that.
Well, I think we should.
Really?
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
We got to figure that out.
And I think we tell everybody to, you know, grab yourself a beer or a cocktail or whatever and sit down. And
all right,
if you want to ask
us, I'll have some wine.
If you want to ask some questions, it'd be awesome.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, I'm going to change the subject now.
Okay.
All right. I just thought of something while I was talking about Pink Floyd, and that is, if we would start going south, we would run into pollen. Already, they're talking about some of that yellow pollen being all over the place.
Oh.
You know?
It's so bad in the south, too.
Remember when we stayed in Hilton Head?
Oh, my gosh. That was a nightmare.
Every time. It was early. It was in March. It was early March. And every time we got up in the morning, we stayed at a nice place.
Oh, my gosh. We stayed. Well, there's only two RV parks in Hilton Head. And we stayed at one that was, it was very expensive.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd splurge for three nights. And every morning.
Yep. The sound of blowers.
These guys had their big blowers because we were kind of near the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
They'd start at the swimming pool and then they'd do the parking lot and work their way towards us.
And they just blew all the pollen.
All morning. It's like, oh my God, stop that noise.
And
but it was a mess. There was so much pollen.
Well,
so,
yeah, the rig, your car, everything got covered with pollen.
I don't think I want to go that way.
And then I started sneezing.
Oh, and then you're allergic to that. And all you do is sneeze.
No, it's not too bad.
Yes, it is.
I could take drugs.
But you don't. That's the thing. Okay, so we're going to, you know what?
All right, we're going north.
We're going through Utah Montana.
Doesn't matter if it snows.
It doesn't matter.
Foot of snow.
We're going north.
I'd
rather deal with that than with you sneezing.
There you go.
Thanks for reminding me.
And that is how you get your way, gentlemen. Hey, we're out of time now. We got to get going.
Oh my gosh, it is, because you know what? We're running out of time. We're meeting some people up on Fremont Street here in Las Vegas for lunch. Mm-hmm. So
it's my nephew Robbie and his wife Amy.
Yep.
So we're going to go meet them for lunch.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Check us out. We are at rockingthervlife.com.
Yep, and we are on Instagram at rockingthervlife.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week with another episode. We've met some really interesting people.
We have.
So, yeah, maybe.
I hope we can get their interview.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Until then, stay safe.
Yep, and stay out of trouble. No, that's no fun.
Make it look like an accident.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.